In our next segment, what does a new study say about the possibility of the Earth being hit by a devastating asteroid? We'll find out at 2:30.
Here, Craig, look at this video of professional golfer Kenny Pigman getting hit while he's attempting to tee off. He is hit. He's on 18. He is hit by an errant tee shot from one Bryson DeChambeau.
Wow.
Do it again.
Wow.
Kenny Pigman? His name is Pigman?
Yeah. He's over the ball.
Pig vomit.
Oh.
Did someone yell four?
Yeah, it looked like he ducked first.
Yeah.
And then he ducked right into it.
Yeah.
That's why you should never yell four. Or you should probably cover your head if you somebody yells. What do you do if somebody yells four? Like, you're not going to be able to see the golf ball in that small amount of time. Golf guys? No? All right.
Well, I guess they want you to take cover as best you can. You're probably, your odds are with you if you cover yourself as opposed to if you aren't notified at all. You could still get hit either way like he did, like the pig man did.
Classic.
Definitely
classic
don't look towards the person that yelled for.
Right.
Okay.
I think stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah,
is what
just
saying.
Keep down. All right. So today is Thursday, and every Thursday during this segment, we do a throwback Thursday replay. I think we have an open for it.
Throwback Thursday.
And we're going all the way back.
Back.
To May 17th, 2023.
Wow.
This is last night here on the ticket. And we were having some fun. Now, this first cut is from when I was still having fun.
It didn't last long, did it?
I was out early. But
tonight's your big night.
I burn very bright early, and then I do fade pretty quickly these days. You got to know your own scouting report.
Sure.
But there are other guys around here to pick it up when I drift off. So this is during the edible hour, and we're trying to figure out how people can join us. And let's enjoy this little piece of audio. That shaming, and I won't take that.
Yeah, I don't appreciate
it. He's losing weight as we speak.
I know, but you're
with his taint, there's no five hole.
Yeah. Right. It's going back to the EA wants to fight at fight night, but he weighs like 290 pounds.
Down 15 pounds to 290.
And he wants to fight Ryan Medellin, who I think
he's lost a lot of weight himself, and I would bet is not over 170.
I was going to say like 150.
Maybe, yeah.
He's not that tall, and he's a slight guy.
Yeah.
EA still needs to lose over 100 pounds.
In 8 weeks.
Well, we were going to say at least 50.
But I do like his bargaining chip of he wants Ryan to meet him in the middle. So for Ryan to facilitate
Ryan
this
has to
bit,
gain 25.
Like De Niro did in Raging Bull.
He has to gain 50% of his current body weight. To make the fight happen.
And, yeah, so then Davey was we were talking about the fact that Ryan is a world-class hockey goalie, is a former hockey goalie, and that if EA became a hockey goalie, Davey had a good idea on how, you know, his new body type could help
That's
him.
That's shaming EA, and I won't take that.
Yeah, I don't appreciate
He's losing weight as we speak.
I know, but you're
with his taint, there's no five hole.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, what's the phone number, EA? People get in touch with us.
Free tainting.
Isn't it 877-881-1310?
Wait, I'm sorry. What?
What?
877-881-1310?
Oh, my God.
I don't think you're even close.
That wasn't even. That's not even a number.
Oh, okay.
Say it again.
Okay.
Did he just give out, like, the hotline?
No. He gave out too many numbers for any
exist.
Number.
Yeah.
I only call the hotline. I don't know the
I think it's 888-787. 1310.
I think you're correct.
Yeah. Very difficult time with giving out the number.
For this station.
Corby and I were having a hard time with EA when he would tell us who was on the line.
Well, that's the other thing.
Do you
so
have that too?
He had a very difficult time giving out the number. But this wouldn't be the last time EA had a little trouble with something on the air last night. Now, most of this, I think, happened after. When I was on the air, it wasn't going that smoothly either.
And EA, just to confirm, had not had any edibles.
No, or Woodford Reserve.
No, he was back at the station.
Peaking.
Yeah, so apparently Creighton put together a montage of some EA moments from after, from when you guys were on up until midnight or so, right? So here we go.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a few more calls. Chet, where are we headed?
I'm going to Corgi, actually.
What?
Corgi.
Corgi.
Corgi?
What? No. It's not Corby, and it's not Corgi, it's Corky.
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 C-O-R-K-Y.
The look on your face, and you looked at me, and you go, Corgi?
Because I thought... I thought he said Corby, actually, and then I thought, does he want Corby to go to the callers?
No, he only answers to Corby. He wants Corby to go to Corky.
Okay, what's up, right, Corky?
What's up, boys? How are y'all?
Hey.
Good. All right. EA, where are we headed?
Bork.
Wait.
Did you say bark?
We don't know. You can take five guesses.
So
it's clearly bork. Mark. He means Mark.
Yes, bork. But back that whatever. Just play that again, and you tell me if this is Mark or Bork.
What's up, boys? How are y'all?
Hey,
good. All right, EA. Where are we headed?
Bork.
Or is it Mork?
It's like E-40 describing what you find on a tree. Bork.
But he's very
Oakland
congested.
Accent.
It's a Bork. Very I'm congested.
Bork.
It's difficult to say. But are we going for Mark in the end, you think? Well, I guess let's find out. Let's just listen to that.
All right. EA, where are we headed?
Bork.
It's the easiest name on earth.
That doesn't work.
All right. EA, where are we headed?
Bork.
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 Mork.
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 Mork. Mork.
Mark.
What did he say? What did he say?
Mark.
Mork.
Mork.
Mark.
And Mindy.
Wow. R.
I'm
said Mork.
Hello.
Hello.
What is your given name, sir?
Mark Allen Glenn.
Okay. All right.
Our DA, let's wrap up this segment with one more call. Do we have Chet on the line or?
We have AJ, actually.
Agent?
AJ.
Agent.
Why would agent?
What is wrong with you?
Hi, agent. You're on the ticket.
Well, this is the best, I'll tell you.
EA, one more.
This is Dalton.
Dalton?
Dude.
Dalton?
I am so glad we're playing this right now.
Dalton.
Because I honestly thought that I was just really messed up last night. And that I was hearing things, but now... Dalton,
Bork, and Dalton, clear as day.
Dalton?
Just talk
Bork
to Bork already.
And Corgi? Corgi? An agent.
This is going to Dalton.
All right, let's hear the end of this.
EA, one more.
This is Dalton.
No way. Dalton?
Dalton.
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 Yeah, it's Dalton.
He's like, Dalton. It's a normal name.
Yeah.
Did you not hear Dalton?
Yeah,
he said Dalton, but Dalton.
He said
it's all
D-O-L-T-O-N.
Good.
Right.
We're good.
I changed my Fight Night opponents.
Hey, man.
Jeez. Bork.
So now we have new drops, if you've been tired of the old EA drop.
Yeah, we have Bork, Dalton, and Corgi.
Going to Corgi, actually.
Dude. All right.
It was a tough night.
EA, somebody needs to get EA on the air with us at 5:50 today. He needs to answer to this about his speech impediment.
All right. Yeah, that'll help.
We're call. Or listening sometimes, man.
835.
Upset.
Right.
782.
81.
He got 1310 right.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Yeah, the first time he gave the number, he started to give the number of a competitor.
He did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Again.
Is there a competitor to the ticket?
Not really.
Not really. But...
I mean, let's just... Yeah. All right, so we have to – let's step aside because remember at the bottom of the hour today, PGA Tour updates – excuse me, PGA Championship updates.
Ah, yes.
Pork.
With Ted Emmerich, and he is sprinkling in Campbell-related
awesome.
Content.
Love it.
So we'll hear that next.
Bork.